What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Moncrief on News Talk.
The so-called blended family is an increasingly common phenomenon in Ireland, one that usually means that one of the parents is a step-parent, and that's where many of the challenges can lie. Hear the word stepmother, for instance, and it's always tempting to put the word evil in front of it. Some step-parents are rebuffed so often that they can eventually give up. Karen Kiernan is CEO of the advocacy group at One Family. Karen, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Now, if we could start with your own experience, Karen, you had a step parent growing up. Now, that was as a result of bereavement.
Yeah, well, actually, I was an adult when my mother got married again. My father died when I was quite young, but my brother was still small and in school. So I suppose he sees my mother's husband more as a step parent than I do because I was already grown up. So I suppose different children, depending on their age and the relationship, can see the new partners of their parents in many different ways. And I suppose that's what we have to be thinking about is the age of the children, the experience they have. Do they have two parents already or just one? And how much space is there really in a child's life for this new person who's coming along and is very important to their mum or dad? Because, of course, the mum or dad might be in love. It doesn't mean the child is in love at all.
So no, indeed.
There's a bit of a journey, yeah.
Yeah. And, like, are there ways... Yes, but you can't guarantee if it's going to work or not. You can't really guarantee if the step-parent is going to establish a good relationship or any sort of relationship with the child.
No, but there's lots of good things you can do. So One Family, we work a lot with people who are sharing parenting of their children, parenting on their own, but also step-parents. So we've got some really good resources on our website. So we've a couple of top 10 tips. Some are for step-parents about how to go about doing it, and then some is for the parent about introducing a new partner. And you start off slowly, you know, like this is a new friend, they might get to know the family. And again, it depends on the age of the children. Younger children are very open to meeting new people, and older children might be a bit more cautious. You know, so getting to know somebody without the pressure of this is my new partner who I'm very in love with can help in doing things together. And I suppose bit by bit, depending again on the age of the child, the new partner may end up having to parent in a way. So if they're responsible for your child, they have to maybe take on some of the roles and responsibilities of keeping that child safe and giving them boundaries and all of that. So that can take a bit of time and building up trust. And it is about being open and acknowledging where the child is from or, you know, where the child is at. Is there other parents? Have they died? Are they grieving that parent? That's very different to they spend every weekend with their other parent, which is very different to, you know, maybe the parent never having been around or just seen them once a year. So they can have very different experience of what a parental or adult relationship is like. And equally, a step-parent may have loads of experience, may have their own child, in fact. But they may or may not like each other straight off. So it may take a while, and it's really on the adults to make sure that this happens at a pace that it helps the child. And look, there are really good resources out there because it is difficult, and every family and every situation is different.
Yes, indeed. I suppose as well, it probably... from all those many scenarios you've outlined there, it's probably easier if the step parent already has children, in that they'll understand the dynamic perhaps a bit more than somebody who's entering into a relationship and has no children at all, and you're suddenly to devote all the kind of sacrifice and patience.
Yeah, because you know what it's like. And I suppose if you think about blended family, we often think about the Brady Bunch, you know, where there's each parent has children and the children are having to come together. So for children, they might get a new parental role in their life, but they also may get new siblings who could be older or younger. that, you know, lots of dynamics there. There could be a new baby. A lot of people have new children when they partner. So all of these things need to be looked at. And I suppose one of the things is, you know, what's the child's experience? You know, was there violence or abuse or conflict in their family? You know, do they see adults as trustworthy people? Will they invest in this new person? You know, and all of that can be really important. So one of the things, there's a really good book called The Dashiell Bond. It's on our website and it's in bookshops. And we worked on it with a psychologist, Sarah Flynn, and it's specifically to help people introduce new kind of step siblings, new partners, and getting parents to think about some of the things that they need to do and the steps they need to take to integrate families and try and make it work. And look, we all know it's communication. but it's really keeping an eye on what does this particular child need? What do these children need? What's going on for them? How can we support them? How can we keep them involved and they can have their say? One of the things we recommend, for example, is family meetings where everyone might get to have their say. And trying to understand, is the child grieving in some way? Is the child delighted and looking for a new mammy or daddy because there's a gap? You know, have they had bad experiences? You know, are they going to be hearing from their other parent, oh, you know, that other person isn't your mom or dad? Mm. You know, they're, you know, and as you say, the evil step parent. There's so many different dynamics that can happen, but it is up to the adults to figure that stuff out and to listen to children and to make it as easy as possible.
Yeah, is it always that necessarily that easy to ascertain what the child wants? Because the child might know themselves. It's a completely new scenario for them and they mightn't even know how they feel about it.
Exactly. And I suppose what a child needs is safety and predictability and to know what's going on. So it, depending on the experiences the child has had already, that may make it a little bit trickier. Also, if they're hearing negative stuff from somebody in their family or friendship group or their other parents, that can make it trickier because they may feel like they've divided loyalties. And no, you know, children shouldn't be put into that situation. But people's lives move on. You know, people separate, they break up, they may meet somebody else. It may work out long term, it may not. So I suppose it's around knowing when is the right time to introduce someone to your child. What are your long term plans? And for a step parent to realize that child's never going away. You know,
that
child is there and they come attached to the person you're falling in love with and you think you want to have a life with. And that's really important. And they may or may not, you may or may not like or love them and they may or may not like or love you. And sometimes it works out beautifully. You know, I have friends and, you know, the little girl wanted to call her stepdad daddy. And he changed his name, so they all have the same name. They've had three more children. They're very integrated as a family. And others, you know, the child may not want that pair. You know, they may be happy for their mother or father to have a new partner, but they don't need them parenting them.
Yes.
So it does depend on the age and situation. But it's good. There's a lot of professional support and help online and in books. And it's good to get help because it's not necessarily straightforward.
Yeah, and that's an interesting point you touch on there. Perhaps as part of this, knowing how far you can have that kind of parental relationship with a child, and sometimes they don't want that and you have to accept that.
You do, and I suppose it depends if they're older, maybe that's something. But if you're put into a situation where you're parenting a child under 10 because you're on your own with them, you know, there has to be a level of trust and authority for the step parent. So they have to be empowered. Otherwise, the child may not be kept safe. So, you know, those things do need to be talked about. And if you know, let's say I'm the mom and the dad of my child has a new partner, I may or may not know them. I may or may not like them. But they may be keeping my child safe and caring for my child. So ideally, if they, you know, you can have no conflict and good communication, all of those adults in the child's life will be meeting up and communicating where they can and where it's necessary about the child. Because one of the things we often say to parents is, you know, think of all the occasions in the future in your child's life. So it could be a religious thing or a graduation, you know, some kind of milestone for your child when they're 12 or 18 or 30. You know, everyone is going to potentially be there and you don't want your child feeling tension or having to be responsible for their parents' emotions. You know, you need to put on a brave face. You need to get on with it, sort it out as adults, and make it comfortable for your child, because, you know, life does change and things do move on. So, and people can get support around this. It's hard, but it's doable.
Yeah. And now in that scenario, excuse me, in most of those scenarios, it's, you know, the adults, I suppose, have to do a lot of the heavy lifting. But in the what you refer to as the Brady Bunch scenario, someone, one of our listeners has texted in to say, having a very hard time integrating our families, two sets of children involved who both have other parents, kids just not getting on. It's a constant worry. I imagine that's the trickiest one of all to weather.
Really, really tricky. Yeah, really difficult. And I suppose, is it a thing that those children have to spend time together? You know, do they all have to be staying in the same house at the same time, or can they schedule the visits so that they're at different times? Because a child still wants special time with their parents. They don't want that relationship diminished. Children are very selfish and they need to be to keep themselves alive in many ways. So, you know, are there practical ways around it? I mean, I'm just thinking of a member of my own family who remarried, and there's two boys and two girls from the two families, and they really have formed strong relationships between those children. They go to the same schools. They're, you know, they have a loving, strong, trusted relationship between the children. And that's from work. But it also, I suppose, there hasn't been conflict or violence or anything like that going on, because all of those things are difficult. And is there enough space? You know, like, we all know, it's really, it costs money to separate. It costs more to run two houses rather than one. Is there space for all the children to be together? Are they on top of each other? You know, do they have better rules or get away with more in one house? Or are they more comfortable physically or emotionally? You know, so it's difficult. Are they getting on with the new parents? And then equally, new siblings can be a dream and lifelong relationships, or can be an absolute nightmare.
Yeah.
Every family needs to feel it out differently. But there are, you know, thinking about it from the child's point of view, how can we do this the best way that we can and make it work? And you need boundaries as well. You know, so it's not the children can get everything that they think they want, or manipulate a situation. So there's good supports out there. We have our own helpline at One Family that people can get support from. There's good family counselling, individual counselling, those kinds of things to think about to try and make sure it happens as painlessly and safely as possible.
Yeah, indeed. Is that now, won't solve all the problems, but the terminology that's often used, can that make a wee bit of a difference in the sense of, especially if you have half brothers and sisters?
Oh, God, yeah. You know, you visualize they're a leg and an arm missing. I mean,
yes.
I think most families now talk about their brother and sister, because often children, you know, who may have grown up with a single mum, she may meet someone and they'll have a new family together. And, you know, most of them they're saying, that's my little brother or sister. And I mean, maybe step families are different because both parents are different and children may want a bit of distance, you know, but all that could be negotiated. I mean, one of the things we recommend is that, you know, where your child does have two biological parents, and sometimes they don't and they're in their lives and they're around, respect them. You know, if they have a mom or dad already, don't call the new partner or the new step parent exactly the same name.
Mm.
You know, like, don't undermine the biological parent. You know, they're there, your child is linked to them for life, they're present. So, you know, is there a way of being inclusive and respectful of everyone? And I think the dead right language is really important. And I suppose we talk a lot about step parenting and step parents, and that doesn't necessarily mean in a legal sense, because if you're in a sense of caring for that child day after day after day, you may not have a legal relationship with that child. You know, you'd actually have to go to court and apply for guardianship. And that's really important, because there's lots of stepdads in particular who've been put in situations where they haven't legally been able to give permission for their child to go on a school trip or get health treatment. You know, so at least now that law has changed, but people need to go. So, and that all requires trust. But I suppose if it's a thing that you wouldn't trust your partner to be with your child or to have a legal relationship with them, maybe you shouldn't be with that person.
Karen,
you know.
Thanks a million for speaking with us today. Karen Kiernan is CEO of One Family. Few comments on that. We've gotten quite a lot of comments on that. One person says, my relationship ended with my mother the day she brought home her new husband. Have hated him since day one as a 38-year-old adult. I assume you're 38 now and this happened some time ago. I find our daughter feels guilty, says another text, and when she spends time with her dad, she won't tell us what she did when she is there, as she's afraid it will hurt me. Oh, God, that's the little thing. And someone else says the relationship between kids, again, this is going back to this Brady Bunch scenario, can be the hardest. It's hard not to take sides. Of course it is, yes. And a lot of the time they're kind of when you're, even if they're not step siblings, it's even if they're full siblings, you don't really know who's, you know, it's all he said, she said kind of scenarios anyway. Our family was impacted by cheating. And as a result, I can never get used to my dad's new partner because in my eyes, she ruined the family. But in reality, our family was already broken. Yeah. As a stepmother, I felt there was nothing I could do that won my husband's kids over. I found time and keeping my nose out of their business helped build trust. Was delighted to be asked to be a godmother to my stepdaughter's child last year. Finally felt accepted. That's great to hear. That is great to hear. Because you do read accounts of this where a step-parent, especially if the kids are a bit older, just goes, no matter what I do, I can't win. And they just take a step back. And whilst they probably don't feel perfect as a result of that, they certainly feel better than being constantly rebuffed. And someone else says, communion next weekend. First time everyone together. So best of luck with that. I imagine the if you're going out anywhere afterwards, the seating plan might be very important.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.